Go, if you would, to James chapter number 4 for a moment. Go to James chapter number 4. And I'll tell you something. God's people today are no different. That there is so many Christians in this nation that are afraid, embarrassed, and ashamed of the Bible. They're ashamed of Christianity. They're ashamed of the real preachers of God's word. They're ashamed of Faithful Word Baptist Church. You know, there was an article put out about our church recently, and it's like all the North Texas pastors are ashamed of, you know, Steadfast Baptist Church. They all came together and they want to denounce it and say how horrible it is, and now none of us are like them and whatever. Now, of course, when you read the article, it's like rabbi and, you know, rabbi this and rabbi that, and pastor, you know, like Joni, and Pastor Susie, and Pastor AIDS, and it's like, well, of course they didn't like me. You know, I'm not super shocked that that crowd wasn't, well, you know, the United Methodists weren't my biggest fans or something like that. But you know what? There's just no opinion from any of the independent fundamental Baptist churches in our area. There's just like no opinion from any of the Bible churches in our area. And you know what? I guarantee there's tons of people that are saved in those churches. And you know, our church and this church and Pastor Jimenez and some of our friends, you know, you're getting a smorgasbord of all these friends. A lot of us have gone mega viral at times. And we're talking about super viral. I was looking up, and I don't have this app, but you can still just get like limited information online. There's an app called TikTok, and I've never had it. I don't want anything to do with it, really. But for some reason, it just like hates my church, that app. But you can type in like Steadfast Baptist, and then it'll tell you like how many views that particular search result has had in some of the videos they've recently done. It's hundreds of millions of views. And I'm just thinking like, what in the world? No wonder my voicemail box is full of reprobate trash. You know, Pastor Jimenez, I mean, when he went mega viral several years ago, I mean, he was like on all kinds of media. He had like hundreds of protesters come to his church specifically. Faithful Word Baptist Church has been in like virtually every news thing ever times 10. And anytime any of us ever, like me or my friends, we ever go viral, they always be like, they always say this, oh, he's also friends with Pastor Anderson. They also like Faithful Word Baptist Church. You know, they always have to throw that in there. And I'm thinking like, yeah, I am friends with them. Yeah, I do like them. Yeah, I was sent out of Faithful Word Baptist Church. That's right. Amen. I put it on the website. Yeah. I wasn't like Tyler Baker where I'm like, well, I came out of some church somewhere in Phoenix. He doesn't say like, I was thrown out of some church in Phoenix. I was thrown out of Faithful Word Baptist Church. You know, he doesn't actually put that. He's like, I served faithfully at a church in Phoenix or something. Liar. You know, but the point that I'm making is this. We've gone so viral in so many different ways. So many people have heard us. But you know what? And all these churches, I've seen so many churches make opinions, public videos. I mean, I've had pastors just making all these videos and preaching sermons against us and about us and, you know, the news media and just all the businesses. I mean, just everyone just can't stop talking about it. But you know who's deathly quiet? All the fundamental Baptist churches and Bible churches and conservatives and Republicans. You know, isn't it interesting? I mean, it's like literally almost every liberal media station puts a hit piece out on Faithful Word Baptist Church, on Steadfast Baptist Church, on Verity Baptist Church, on all these churches, First Works Baptist Church, on all these churches. They put all these hit pieces out. But you know who gives them zero coverage? Any conservative news media. I mean, when is Fox News ever covered the new IFB? And, you know, there's all these, like, I see them. There's all these, like, conservative talking people, like podcasters and stuff like that. You know, people like Mark Dice or people like Steven Crowder, or there's all kinds of other people out there, Alex Jones and stuff like that. And Alex, well, he did put, you know, Pastor Anderson on there one time, and I think Mark Dice even mentioned him one time. It's like they're really afraid, though, when we go mega viral to say anything about it. And you know why? Because they don't want to lose their wealth, their well-being, or they don't want to lose their worship. And let me tell you something. When you go out there and you say, hey, I love Faith Forward Baptist Church. Hey, when you say, hey, I'm going to put Pastor Anderson on my YouTube channel, you know what happens? It's gone. I have these old clips of Pastor Anderson that I made that I really liked of his preaching. And I just put it on my channel and it was just like gone. I was just like, what in the world? I mean, he's like been unpersoned on social media. And how about the fact, Pastor Anderson has been banned from what, like 32 countries? Forgive me, is that the number right? Is that, can I get a witness? Is it like 30 plus? He's counting, he's trying to catch them all, you know, 200 and whatever. Think about this. He got banned from all these countries for one reason. Like his purpose was to go and preach a gospel, have like a soul winning marathon preaching the gospel. He got banned. When did any conservative leader, when did any Baptist, when did any fundamental leader stand up and say, you know what, that's wrong that that country banned this preacher for wanting to go and preach the gospel? You know what? They didn't do it. You know why? Because they're embarrassed of his doctrine on Zionism. They're embarrassed of his doctrine on Romans 1. They're embarrassed of the heat that he's gotten from those messages, so they won't stick their neck out there. But isn't it interesting that Jesus Christ the righteous, sitting up in heaven, he sticks his neck out for me every single time I need it. But then these fundamental Baptists, they can't even act like they're your friend or even know that you exist. Where are all the Christians today to say, hey, I'm not ashamed of Bible-believing Christians? Even if you disagreed on doctrine. Isn't it interesting that, you know, if there was some pre-tribber that was getting harassed by sodomites, you know what I would do? I would make a video saying, I'm standing with you guys. Praise the Lord. I wouldn't be like, oh, I can't be friends with this guy. He's pre-trib. Or, he doesn't do this one thing right. He has Sunday school or something. Good night. Who cares? Who cares about those trivial things? Who cares that they're wrong about certain things? You know, we should still love the brethren. And why do they not want to do it? Because they're embarrassed of the Bible. They're embarrassed of God's words. They're embarrassed of Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ is the entire Bible. It's not just the red letters you like. It's every single utterance in the scripture. And we need more Christians to stand up and not be embarrassed about where they go to church. They're not embarrassed about what they believe. They're not embarrassed of the new IFB. You know, we need Christians all over this country rising. Isn't it interesting that Muslim women can literally wear a head covering in Phoenix, in public, and they're not embarrassed? But then we have women that come to this church that are embarrassed to wear a skirt or a dress in public. They're embarrassed to wear a skirt and dress in front of their family. It's like, how does that work? You're embarrassed. I mean, look what a Muslim woman is doing. I mean, we have people that are walking up and down the street. We have men who have chopped off their nuts, put on a dress and lipstick, and are walking up and down the street saying, look at me. And you're afraid to say, I'm from Faith Forward Baptist Church? Like, I'm thinking, like, what? These people are the most shameful people on the planet. Yep. You know, we should be the biggest champions for what we believe. Because you know what? Nothing we believe, nothing about this church is shameful. This world is shameful. This is one of the greatest churches on the planet. This is one of the greatest churches to ever exist. And you know what makes a church? The people. You know, nobody understands Faith Forward Baptist Church from afar. Because a big component of Faith Forward Baptist Church is the people sitting in the chairs. I remember coming here and I'm like, man, how could anybody hate this church when they come here and it's like the most loving people, it's the most normal people I've ever met in my entire life. Why would I be embarrassed about this group of people? Why would I be embarrassed about, you know, the pastor that I have who loves me enough to scream at me what the Bible says? Who loves me enough to tell me things that I don't want to hear, who loves me enough to basically ruin his money, ruin his well-being, ruin his worship and everything like that for the sake of Christ, who's willing to put it all on the line. I mean, he's willing to drive 21 hours just to go preach for me at a church in Oklahoma. You know how many people would sign up for that? No one.